Welcome, Horace. I can tell something's got you down in the dumps. You're usually bouncier than a cricket on a trampoline. And these paws were practically made for holding a hot cup of tea and listening to woes. So spill it, honey.
I appreciate that, MB.
Now, Horace. Every story has two sides. So come on and let Mama Bear know what's on your mind. But first, why don't you and your friends get comfortable?
Word, Mama Bear. Yeah, I was the reigning champ. For a while, everyone wanted a piece of the Horace hair.
Everyone in the forest used to get a kick out of watching you race. You were like our very own speedy superstar. But then, well, let's just say the excitement kinda fizzled. But you know, a little friendly competition can be a good thing.
You mean they got tired of me winning all the time?
Well, let's not honeycoat it. Seeing the same critter cross the finish line again and again, well, it can get a tad predictable. So maybe, just maybe, some of the forest folks wanted someone to challenge you whom you wouldn't suspect?
Maybe.
Anyway, keep going.
Cool. Well, working up a sweat to get my fur gleaming like a disco ball, ready to fly.
Oh, yes. You always do have such a nice glow. I do need to get your fur care routine.
And there's Timmy, plying along slow as molasses in winter. Dude looks like he's barely staying awake. You get what I'm saying? Right, Mama B?
Yeah. Timmy's quite the leisurely sort.
But I couldn't help but notice that even the air on that day was still.
Oh, dear. But are you sure your imagination isn't running faster than you are, Horace?
Nah, Mama B. No cap. I'm telling you. I'm no sore loser. Let's just say that muffin must have had extra ingredients.
Oh, honey, I do know. I've had my fair share of those kind of baked goods back in my day. Especially when I was on tour with Nate Frog. But anyway, please continue.
So we line up for the race. I'm tired like I never been before. Something's wrong. I go slower, slower. Next thing I know, I wake up and Timmy's crossing the line.
Smells fishier than 3-day-old salmon in the sun.
For real, Ma. Because when I wake up, then everyone's patting Timmy on his back, talking about how slow and steady wins the race.
I can see how that would make you feel hurt and frustrated.
And you know what's worse? The whole force expects me to be a good sport about the whole thing when I was the one cheated.
Horace, can you think of how your friends felt every time you won and you pranced around in celebration, gloating your wins?
Yeah, maybe my desire to win allowed my ego to get the better of me. I guess that wasn't very sporty, was it?
Mm-hmm. And when someone does that a few times too many, what do you think happens next?
I guess they don't mind seeing old Horace stumble, huh?
Sometimes, those who cheat are the ones who fear losing the most. You, Horace, have a gift the whole forest admires. Maybe what folks were really craving was a chance to see that gift spark something in others, too.
Yeah. I guess I never really gave anyone else a real chance to shine.
You know what's even more powerful than just being the fastest? Sharing your gift with others. Imagine a whole woodland full of athletes, each pushing themselves, striving for their own personal best.
Mama B, you're right as rain. What if instead of us just sprinting, we made a sport where every woodland creature could shine? I'll help train them.
I love it. Now you're thinking like a true champion, celebrating others' strengths, embracing teamwork, you coaching rather than dominating. I'd watch that.
And I'm going to be the best coach ever. I'll show those deer how to stretch till their legs are like springs. I'll make the squirrels like ninja warriors. I'll show them how to eat right, munching on the freshest carrots. I also need to teach them that champion mindset, helping them see that finish line in their head. Hear the roar of the crowd and the taste of that sweet, sweet victory. I'm training this woodland crew to be work smarter, harder, and be hungrier than a bear after hibernation. You dig?
Oh, I know better than anyone. Although, Horace, maybe for a little while, You pack your own snacks?
Mama Bear always dropping that wisdom.
Remember, Horace, it's okay to train hard and to win, but the real win is to uplift others. Now, come here and let Mama give you a big old bear hug. You got this. I believe in you.
Thanks, Mama Bear. You always know how to lift my spirits.